Hey there, my name is Chris Johnson, and I don't know how people view me. I really don't, and quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be a dick, so I hope people don't view me as a dick, number one. But so long as they don't view me as a dick, I'm pretty comfortable with however the fuck they're going to view me. I tell you what I try to do. I try to be a good dude. I try not to bring my bullshit to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I fucking see you and I'm in a shitty mood, I'm gonna not bring my mood to you. I don't want to fucking bring you down. I don't. So I'll try to fucking smile. I'll try to fucking brighten your day. I know that sounds like pussy bullshit, but I don't try to fucking ruin your day. That's where I'm at. I've noticed, and I don't know if I've noticed this now because it's happening more, like it's legitimately fucking happening more, or if I'm just unwound now in my head and I'm doing so much better fucking mentally that I'm just noticing it more. But a lot more fucking people are talking to me. And I don't fucking know how to deal with that. I have no fucking clue how to handle that. And I'm not just talking about people that I know and people that I fucking work with. I'm talking about fucking strangers. I'm getting more fucking strangers just trying to chat my fucking ass up than at any point in time in my fucking life. And I don't know if I fucking like that. I guess you gotta take the fucking good with the bad, but Jesus Christ. Some of these fucking people. I'll give you an example. I'm at the fucking gas station the other day, and the goddamn receipt thing is out of fucking paper. And let me just go off on a fucking tangent for a second. Can you check that fucking paper, please? I gotta fucking use my card out here. I don't wanna fucking walk into that grubby fucking gas station. Fuck. I fucking hate that shit. It happens all the fucking time. Now, I worked at a gas station as well, and you're probably wondering, hey, did you work there? Did you check the receipt paper? No, I didn't. I didn't give a fuck. But now that it affects me, I fucking care about it. Like most hypocritical bullshit, right? But seriously, fuck you. Start checking that fucking paper. I'm tired of fucking walking in. So I'm already pissed. And there's this fucking old woman, and she is weathered. This woman has seen better fucking days. And she's like, hey. I'm like, oh, shit, goddamn it. What? And she's like, could you go in there and get me a blue light lime? Like, I'm thinking to myself, are you fucking serious? You're like fucking 55 years old. What the fuck you asked me to buy you booze for? What the fuck kind of situation is this? You know, if you were fucking 18 or fucking 19 and you asked me to buy booze, at least I'd fucking understand it. I'd still tell you to go fuck yourself, but at least I'd fucking get it. Why the fuck is a 55-year-old woman offering me money to go in the goddamn gas station to get her fucking booze? So I just said flat out, no, I ain't doing that. No. And she was like, they don't like me in there. I don't give a shit. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? What did you do? Why don't they like you in there? And she's like, well, how about this? You come in with me. First of all, I'm going in anyway. I was already fucking on my way in. I'm not going in with you. I'm fucking going in anyway. So we're not going in together. So get that out of your fucking mind. We're not fucking going in together. This is not a fucking pair. We're not like fucking Legos here. We're not fucking interlocked. I'll go in and then you can go in. Or we can go in at the same fucking time, but we're not fucking doing the same thing. Don't fucking talk to me. And she's like, how about this? If that clerk gives me any trouble, you can punch him in the face. What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? Who is this woman? Where the fuck did you come from? First you want me to buy you booze. Now you want me to just pop some fucking stranger in the eye? I was like, okay, I'll do that. I'll do it. Crazy fucking kook. Jesus Christ. And that's just one example. Might be the craziest. I'm walking out of the fucking post office the other day. I had to go to the goddamn post office because somebody fucking delivered a package to me that wasn't mine. So I got to go to the goddamn post office for that shit. A waste of my fucking time. So I'm already pissed going to the fucking post office. I don't want to go to the post office. I got shit to do. I'm a busy man. I walk in there, give him the fucking package. I'm walking out and some fucking woman is just standing there. Just another roller woman. Just fucking standing there. She looks at me. She's like, you think we're going to get it? You think we're going to get it? Get what? What are you talking about? And she looks at the sky. She's like, the weather. Are we going to get the weather? I think we're getting the weather right now. I mean, what you're feeling right now is the fucking weather, right? We're getting it right now. She's like, no, the snow. Did they say we're getting it? Is it snowing now? I guess we're getting it. And she's like, onward? Onward? What? Yeah, yes, onward. Okay. Well, God damn it. What is that shit? Like, I used to think that my look kept people away. I wear black a lot. I wear, like, fucking band t-shirts. I got long fucking hair. And I try to, when I'm out, look pissy so people leave me alone? Why? What is it about that look that people think I'm going to fucking chat with this guy? I've never experienced this at any point in my life, and it's not stopping. It's not stopping. It's getting worse. I don't know how to fucking handle it. Now I got to go to my fucking therapist and talk about that shit. Hey, people seem to like me. How the fuck do I stop that? Shit. Why is it? Let me ask you this question. Why is it that they get fucking strangers to talk to me, but when I'm dating somebody, they can't even fucking return a text message? What is that shit? What the fuck is that shit? Fuck. I'll keep you posted, though. I'll keep you posted at Johnson Hate You, the old Twitter feed. And I'll keep you posted here as well. Every Sunday and Wednesday, I'll keep your fucking ass updated. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. And subscribe to me, too, on Podbean, the main site, or, let's see here, Google Play and iTunes, the big dogs. Log into one of the fucking big dogs, eh?